Everybody says they want to communicate. Everybody says they want to get to that deeper level of communication, not just for their parenting, for themselves and for their marriage. How do you do that? Well, as unromantic as this sounds, you've got to set procedures to get there.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This week we have special guest, Rosemary Barnes. So we have the couple here helping us learn about communication in your marriage. And it's an important topic that we're presenting on this parenting program because this does affect your parenting and especially what you display for the kids to see, which they will mimic in their future marriages as well.
Mm-hmm. It's a challenge. And I think as we look at it, the first step in actually beginning the process of learning and choosing to communicate is to decide to take it seriously. I do have to decide this is important. If it's not important, I'll never do it. Usually one spouse sees it as important and the other spouse doesn't. And many times that will include a season of trauma or a season of difficulty. Either you choose to do this or something will happen and you have to decide how important your marriage is. Taking it seriously is probably without a doubt the first step.
And like you said earlier this week, there are communicators marry non-communicators. Mm-hmm. And so those who are the communicators think that they're good and that they, you know, they're the ones that open things up. So how can they be doing something wrong if at least they're trying to talk? But there's so many wrong ways to go about it too. I mean, I'm a communicator by profession, but I've got my own issues too, where you say things the wrong way, or you said a comment you didn't think was a big deal and I just insulted my husband. And I didn't know that until a week later, and then here we go back again. So
I do think what happens is what you just said. In the first few to 5 years of marriage, we get into communication habits. We get into couple habits. And as a couple, this is our habit. We come home and we don't talk. We go out on a date, we always bring another couple. We get into habits of, because you're the communicator, you do all the talking and I don't really need to do any talking. I just grunt. And when I've tried to talk and you just buried me, we get into very bad habits. So we've got to back up. And after we take it seriously, we've got to then choose to set some actual procedures.
And I think probably the first procedure to think about is to really use a calendar. Again, we've talked earlier in the week about how busy we are as families and as a culture. And if we don't purpose to set aside time to really communicate and learn how to communicate and get out of some of those bad habits that perhaps we've formed in our homes, we will never make the time. And what will happen is all of our busyness will just consume us and we will never get to it. So we found out of self-defense that we used our calendars, and we are a calendar family. We had a family calendar when our kids were home where we put in all the games and when we were speaking and different things going on. And we had our personal calendars and we synced those at the end of the week to look at next week and all those kinds of things. And what we did was we had to make sure that the communication process got in there, that we had a block of time that we knew we could count on when we were going to communicate as a couple.
We're sitting here right now in a studio, and across the hall is another room. And as I was watching, there were six staff in there doing a meeting, six Sheridan House staff. They didn't spontaneously walk down the hall and say, hey, you want to have a meeting? It was on the calendar to have that meeting to get things done. It used to be on the family calendar because of the lack of transportation and technology. You finished up your day recapping and talking, and a husband and wife finished up their day recapping and talking. Without any interruptions, that's what they did. They put it in the calendar. I know that there are people thinking, that'll be the day when I have to put my marriage in my calendar. Well, if you don't, it won't happen today. Mm-hmm. It's a different time. And so when is our time? And when is our date night? And when is our time to talk every night? But also, as Rosemary said, we spent every Sunday evening, the two of us, trying to stay 2 weeks out to make sure we still had us in the calendar, make sure with the children's activities and blending calendars. You have to have a calendar or this won't happen. I think that's one of the most important things. But I think it's not just putting it on the calendar. It's not just time. But there's another thing about that time. I don't have a television in my office where I do counseling. I've thought about putting a television in there so that I could watch television while I'm counseling and just say to a counselee, can you just hold on for a second? This is my favorite part of this movie. I don't do that. Nor do I say, you know, could you hold that thought for the next commercial and I'll mute it and then we'll talk.
Right.
When we decide to put it in the calendar, it has to be uninterrupted time. That means no television, no smartphone, no anything.
It just sounds, I know, because I've spoken with enough people about this topic, that it's a grueling process for some people. And you just say, we need to sit and talk. And most, at least the men that I know or my family, are just like, what? Talk what? What are we going to talk? Why?
Right.
You know, why do we have to do this? Are we fixing something? I'm exhausted of fixing things.
Yes.
I'm exhausted of working at things. Can you just give me some time off? And it could be that just the women or the other spouse is pushing too much, or it's just not a pleasant process. So, I mean, would you guys say that it was a pleasant process for you then?
I think it was not unpleasant. It was just maybe uncomfortable because I didn't know how to do it. And so we would distract it by maybe not initially sitting on the back patio, but going for a walk or doing things that distracted the process.
Or doing something fun that wasn't so distracting that we didn't talk, but maybe just going to Starbucks or something and just sitting and having a cup of coffee. You kind of have to almost talk if you're someplace like that. And just, and if it's a really difficult habit to get into and intimidating, to do it in a way, like you said, a walk or sitting over a cup of coffee or just, you know, doing something that will make it a little bit more of a pleasant activity rather than, okay, here we are sitting looking at each other and what are we going to think about?
Okay, go ahead. Start.
We have 1 hour.
Right.
Yeah, and we couldn't look at it like that. It's amazing watching people who don't know how to talk come to a therapist and fill the whole hour.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
And they had to pay for it.
And they pay for it. They're motivated.
If maybe that's it. Charge your husband.
Right. Honey, give me $20. Yeah. You'll see how it gets.
Going downhill again with you two gang up on me and I can't fight back. I think it's just astounding. And let me say this, the number of guys that have said how starved they were to communicate with another person and how that communication went to having lunch with that woman at work and that having lunch went to having dinner with that woman at work. And then I don't even know how this happened. I didn't go home last night. And it was all initially, no one wakes up and is going to do this. It was initially over, I'm starved to have somebody that's looking me in the eye and not judging me and just communicating. So yes, it starts with a calendar. And yes, when we plug it in, it can't be why we're trying to watch television. That's not communication. It's got to be uninterrupted
or
time.
You know, so many other things that are distracting today that are, again, wonderful blessings in our life, really, but the computer or our cell phones that are ringing or our telephones that are ringing, all those things that can distract our attention from really communicating well.
Yeah, I don't take calls when I'm in my office. Why would I take calls at home? Uninterrupted time, very, 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 very pivotal. But there's some more things in these procedures.
I think another one is choosing the right time. And that is also, has to be a study between the couple. You're laughing, Ruthie.
I'm laughing because I turn into a chatterbox at 10 p.m. Just not a good time to be talking in any home.
You and Rosemary should live together. Yeah. That would be awesome.
I just talk until 3 a.m.
Well, I would drive my mom crazy all my years growing up. And, and so that was always her joke. Around whoever marries you, it's going to either have to be a night person or it's just going to be miserable.
Well, and that's so, that is just such a valid point that we are very different and we are that way in our home. Bob is a morning person. Oh my goodness. The minute his feet touch the floor, he is ready to go and his mind is going and thinking. And I just need at least three cups of coffee before I can even barely speak. And it's just the reverse at night, generally, that Bob is done at the end of his day and I'm just coming alive and want to talk. And so we really had to be creative to find a mutually good time. And again, depending on the seasons of our homes, that sometimes was different times in different seasons, where sometimes it was Bob would maybe one morning a week drive up a commute to school, private school where our children went to school, to go with me, and then that would be our talking time. Or we'd meet for lunch in another season of our life. And just having to constantly tweak it and make it be the best time for both of us.
But it had to be very intentional.
Absolutely.
Well, back to the calendar. It had to be on the calendar. We had a lunch date today. It has to be back on the calendar. But what you two just said is huge, because what tends to happen is we don't give our communication the right time. We give it the leftover junk time. We give our communication members the time nobody wants. And Rosemary's right. 4:45 in the morning, I wake up. There's so much going on in my brain that I got to be at my desk doing stuff.
Sorry, Rosemary.
I know.
I know.
I just ignore it.
But Rosemary, we're in bed. We're lying in bed. And Rosemary has all these things she wants to talk about. And it's 11 o'clock at night and I'm done. And I mean, I am really, really done. And she looked over at me one night and says, "You're not falling asleep, are you?" And I look back at her and it came out of my mouth before I could stop it. I said, "Rosemary, going to bed to me means one of two things, neither of which is talking. I can't do this right now. We've got to find another way." And that's when we realized, right time. We've got to find the right time. Today was lunch. And you got to get creative, but you've got to decide you're worth it. And you're worth it to find the right time. Once again, let me say, my responsibility at Sharing House, one of my responsibilities is fundraising. And in fundraising, I know the right times. There are right times. You don't meet with somebody in their office. You're not going to have their attention. Get them out for a cup of coffee. Meet them for lunch. Find ways to get away. And it's important enough for me to learn that and it's with each different kind of person, how you do that. Why was it, is it less important here and just to give my marriage the garbage that's left over?
But that's just so common. In yes. Marriages do get the left. We right. want them to be priorities, mm-hmm. but it's such hard mm-hmm. work. We don't realize how much intentional energy it takes.
You just use the word intentional, yes. and that's it.
There's that calendar again.
You and use planning. The word intentional. Mm-hmm. If this is important, I will be intentional about it. And again, my dad, my mom died. They never talked. He was an executive that flew all over the place. And he had a second chance. Mm-hmm. And when he had his second chance, he built that house differently. Mm-hmm. He had a second chance. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have to do that. I want to be intentional now. And we realized early in our marriage, because I was having an extramarital affair with Sheridan House. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought this was what I'm supposed to do. This was my priority. And the trauma that took place was her illness. And I thought, wow, I'm losing her. And it was such an amazing moment of what am I doing? You know, Sheridan House, I will lose Sheridan House one day. I don't ever want to lose her. And mm-hmm. and the being intentional and then having to choose the right time and having to say to various friends, and this was interesting, having to say, hey, man, we really, really need you at this meeting tonight. Can you be at this meeting? And having to look at my calendar and realize that's the night we set aside to be together, and having to say to them, hey, I've got a date with my wife. That was very hard for me to say, and watching guys look at me like, are you an idiot or what? We just said we need you at this right, meeting, right. And stroking my ego, wow, you need me. Well, if you need me, and I'm pretty much the only one, so I must be the Messiah, I've got to be at that meeting. Rather than where I'm needed is right here. And the irony is it's not for her, it's for me and us mm-hmm. to be together. Mm-hmm. So choosing the right time is very important. And here's the scary one in procedures. Give it the proper amount of time. Because we think we're communicating in these 5-minute segments of what are we going to do tonight? And okay, we've communicated. The right amount of time is mm-hmm. very important.
Or on the phone, on the cell phone.
Right,
when you're about to get in an accident, right. which is a little right. distracting, right. you know? And you think right. you're having meaningful conversation because right. you said you were hurt by something, you know?
Right. Yes.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, as we're talking about this and being intentional and planning and put it on the calendar and all that, it doesn't have to be this grueling exercise. It can be fun. I mean, go through those. A couple days ago, we talked about the levels of communication. Start with fun things. Talk about dreaming a neat vacation. We've got a very pivotal anniversary coming up.
Oh, this is so unfair.
To
put our 40th wedding anniversary out to the public so that now I feel yes. even more stressed to come up with something creative. But, that was sad and very devious and un-Christian
anyway,
of
but
you.
To talk about fun things, laugh together. Goodness sake, humor is so important, especially in this very intense world that we live in. And so, you know, when we take the proper amount of time, it isn't this exercise of now we're going to communicate. It can be a fun, enjoyable time together
we
as a couple.
We have to choose to make it that, though.
Yeah,
and have the right attitude for yes. that because, you know, right. okay, honey, this is relationship building time. Go. it doesn't work that way, but it feels like that sometimes yes. when you think of calendar and intention, you know, right. it's a little threatening to hear even this, right. this program. The right. idea is not to feel threatened, but exactly. let it happen organically, but yes, do it on purpose.
Right.
One of the fun things, and it's sad that doesn't happen in many homes, is we have reached a place in our lives where the children went off to college, and so we have an hour every night, mm-hmm. and the hour every night is just sitting together talking. And somebody asked me here on staff, what do you guys talk about during that hour? And I realized it's because of all that we've done to get there, it's my favorite time. Mm-hmm. And just sharing, and yes, it starts with, I saw so-and-so, and just kind of going through my BlackBerry, I saw so-and-so, and so-and-so, and just talking, and then just launching from there. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be all these things, but let me say a couple other things as we kind of wrap up this time. For some people, it has to be the right place initially. Mm-hmm. The right place is not always home. Sometimes
usually
the home,
not at home.
Sometimes the home is an area of, well, it's a boxing ring. It's gotten bad habits in the home of sitting in that recliner and disconnecting your brain or constantly arguing. And I think another thing is I've got to choose to go in this with the right attitude, the right attitude. Mm-hmm. Got to know and have the right attitude. And every one of us, because everybody's listening now saying, do these people have children? How do they do this with children?
Right.
And there were just times when we banished them from the downstairs and let them know you can't come downstairs right now. No, this is mom and I are talking. Even as they got older, mom and I need this room and the fireplace. Leave us alone. Mm-hmm. And spending that time talking.
And they loved that. They thought that was hilarious.
They thought it was hilarious. What are you doing down there? And they knew we just needed some time.
Yeah.
So your word, Ruthie, was the key word of this broadcast. Choosing to be intentional rather than regretting that you weren't.
Well, we have a lot more to talk about, which we'll wrap up tomorrow on our Friday edition of Parenting Today, covering communication in your marriage and how that affects your whole household and your parenting as well. Here on Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. our special guest, the Mrs. Rosemary Barnes, with us this week, and I'm your host, Ruthie J. If you want to find some resources, maybe books, to help in your communication process in your marriage, you can find them at Sheridan House Family Ministries website, shfm.org. And you can hear this program again, connect your friends to it, or even sign up for the daily email blog. That's online at parentingtoday.org.